All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. It looks like we are moving into the month of February. Oh my Lord, the calendar page is turning. It means we're a little closer to spring. Hold the phone. No, we got a long ways to go. But we are moving. A new chapter is being written, and I pray that you are motivated wherever you are today. And I pray that you also are motivated by what you hear. Today, I think, is pretty powerful in this installment of Motivational Monday, the testimony that you'll get to hear, and also on this prayer that I want to lead us off with. Because today's theme is others, where we discern and embrace and challenge ourselves to remind ourselves that our calling, my calling, your calling, is for the sake of others. Yes, your calling, my calling, our calling is for the sake of others. And that is challenging in a world that wants us to focus on self, all self, even at the cost of relationship and growth and community and mutuality and support. And I think it's injuring us more than it's helping us. Our focus needs to be on the sake of others, because that's where we ultimately find ourselves too. So I'm going to start us out with this prayer that really stirs us up, ask you a few questions, hear this testimony, and again, pray for some inspiration to come. So here's the prayer. Loving and illuminating God, we seek to be discerners to your call in and through relationship. We seek to be listeners to your call in and through community. We seek to be perceivers of your presence. We seek to have our senses awakened to connect our purpose to power. We seek to connect our gifts to graces. We seek to connect our talents to our theories of change. We seek to connect our treasures to tables that serve others. We seek to enliven our calls for the sake of others. We come to you asking for you to enliven our communal callings, enliven our calls to build more than we tear down, enliven our calls to mend more than we fray, enliven our calls to edify more than we criticize, enliven our calls to co-labor with you, enliven our calls to, with, and in community, enliven our spiritual formation, our theology, our ways of being, our ways of life, our daily calls. We need your power in a world that deems some powerless. We need your love in a world that deems some unworthy. We need your provision to meet the needs of the world. We need your healing for our minds, bodies, spirits. We need your restoration for our land and creation. So enliven us, God, in accordance to the calls on our lives. Enliven our ministry inside and beyond the walls of the church. Enliven our witness and our reach and our connection and our service. Enliven our penchants for justice and freedom. Enliven our participation in bringing forth a new heaven and new earth. God, remind us of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, which fulfills Scripture and its connection to our calls to follow Christ. Illuminate the crosses we are to carry, and allow us to say yes and send us. Send us for the sake of others. Amen and amen. And when Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, when he pours out his body and blood and says, this is for you, do this in remembrance of me, this is a sending, it's a feeding, it's a fueling, and it is life. And so a few questions for you today. Why do you think that there are so many references about living for the sake of others in scriptures? Because it's chock full. And the prayer that I just prayed, this prayer of dependence, in what ways have you grown in your dependence on Jesus? And in what ways have you become less dependent on him, and why? Well, let's hear this testimony of living for others.
Growing up, my grandmother used to say to me, walk with the Bible in one hand and the Constitution in the other. I didn't really understand this until I was appointed by President Obama to the Social Security Administration, a government agency committed to providing aid and comfort to the elderly, infirmed, widows, and orphans, that I began understanding what she was saying to me. Working alongside leaders of many different faiths to ensure people received the benefits they earned and deserved, my well-developed sense of the secular world began to be informed and shaped by my burgeoning spiritual formation. I yearned to deepen the development of my faith while also wanting to better understand the role of faith in public life. Answering the call within the Black Church means not just participating in the sacramental life of the church, but also being active in the full life of the congregation, beyond the walls of the sanctuary. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Here Paul is reminding the ancient and contemporary readers that the essence of answering the call to follow Jesus and do the work of God means to be in service of others. To embrace the love ethic of Jesus means wanting and working to ensure that others have what we want and work for ourselves. The last time I saw my grandmother, she had just been discharged from the hospital and arrived at a rehabilitation facility. She was a shell of the fierce woman I had known for the previous 44 years of my life. I instinctively knew I would not see her again. All I could do was kneel at her bedside and hold her hand. As I did, she gripped mine and pulled me in close. As my head rested on her bosom, I heard her whispering something over and over. 47 years ago. 47 years ago. It took a moment for these words to register as the opening lines of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. I quickly began reciting what I could remember while whipping out my phone to pull up the full text. I didn't ask Nana why she chose that speech as our final farewell. Some questions are best unasked, and the answers are only revealed over time. I have pondered that question many times, and probably will even when I'm on my deathbed. However, I believe that one thing she was saying to me was that salvation is not only for the hereafter, but also for the here and now.
To which I would say amen, and I amen, because salvation truly is not just for the hereafter, but it's for the here and now. And I think we best experience heaven on earth, salvation, the saving activity of God, as we fully live for the sake of others. And if you're doing that for others and they're doing that for you, it's the sake of all. The sake of all. Everyone loved, served, and raised to new life. And so may you be that agent of love, that ambassador of faith and life and light. And today and through your activities, may others get a little taste of that heaven on earth. Yes, indeed. Jesus for us, and we for others. All of us together. Better together. All right. Stay motivated. Good day.